I always say, when a movie's good but it's terrible, I always say I would recommend smoking marijuana before it's such an awesome movie. That's me just trying to clarify that it's a fucking terrible movie, but there's an angle there where you can really enjoy yourself. Like The Woodsman.
Right, exactly.
Right, perfect example.
Unless someone on LSM just said, what, watch Zola. No, I don't recommend... I make him watch Zola with a gun in your mouth. Weed's not going to do it.
Have you ever seen Zolar?
No.
I really I really want to watch it at some point.
You're
I really
fucking
do.
Asshole.
I'm just so curious.
You fucking assholes. That was crazy, though, just because of how many drugs and how long I'd been awake to do that, like, and be around kids and stuff. Like, I was seriously awake for 2 days, and it was one of those things where it was just cocaine for 2 days, GHB, vodka tonics, ecstasy, Viagra. Weed, obviously, red wine. What else? I think that was the drugs. But just rotating around the hotel, like around the hotel room. I would just boop, beep, boop, bop. Just snort one, smoke one, skull one, suck fuck, suck fuck, suck fuck, smoke one, fuck one, blah, blah. And then, like, man, you haven't even gone to sleep. You're going to go to the thing. And I'm like, yeah, this is going, it's going, it's going. And then I remember thinking, making the decision. I'm like, I'm just going to go all the way, and then I'll just make it there. It'll be fine. No big deal. And then just showing up and just, whew. I remember sitting down in the makeup chair and going, oh, I can't believe they're going to let me in. They're going to make me do this. And then somebody had to hold the card over there in front of me to, like, say what I had to say.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't remember, like, two words.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, I don't think I had to say more than fucking 2 words.
Again, I'm sure this movie never got, like, a DVD release or anything, but it must be on eBay somewhere.
No, it's on DVD.
It is?
Oh, why did I say?
I swear I saw a copy of it one time at the 99 cent store,
probably.
Like, 2 blocks from here.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Crazy job.
Featuring a radical alien.
And me and Mike Metzger.
And now, still to this day,
just
the best friends.
Gritting his teeth as the aliens and humans hung out with each other.
Yeah, it was tough.
This is wrong. It's just a movie.
And one more vote for Canada. Brennan says that Zolar's on TV in Canada sometimes.
I hate Canada. Oh, you bastards.
And...
they can't just constantly rerun tragically hip music videos.
And I just bought Zolar. Because now I'm going to watch it.
DVD?
Yeah, DVD.
Come on, guys.
All right, we might be able to do something with that.
Right. You should play. I might play it in the dressing room before I fight Andy or Floyd Mayweather, depending on what's going on.
Just get your ire up.
Yeah. Like, fuck! I'll kill you, Floyd!
Then you could pretend Andy is Zolar. I'll kill you, Zolar!
Wait, who is Zolar? I don't even know who Zolar is.
I'm pretty sure Zolar is the extreme skateboarding alien. Who's the star of
the movie.
No. Aren't you, like, you, like, mentor some kids? And then
but I'm
Zola.
An alien skateboarder.
You're an alien, too?
Yeah.
Whoa.
All people in action sports are aliens. That's what the movie's about, you dumb bastard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's like
Mike
alien.
Metzger's like, you think I'm ugly when I'm an alien. You should see Ellis. Apparently I'm a very ugly alien when I come out of my skin.
Okay, so he's
I cannot wait.
So Zolar's like your alien friend.